It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much, Josh, and yes, we are ready to talk one solid hour. Nothing but Michigan Tech hockey here on Mix 93, and head coach Mel Pearson is in our studio here, getting ready to talk about the Wildcats and the Huskies and preview the big series against the Falcons as Bowling Green, one of the top teams in the nation and one of the hottest teams in the nation, gets set to come in for a two-game set at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena this weekend. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. Good. Good to be with you this morning and talk some hockey.
Yeah, well, let's talk about hockey and a tough weekend for the Huskies. Great games from a fan standpoint, I think. Just too bad we got on the wrong side of the stick especially on Saturday night.
Yeah, no question. I thought they were well-played games, hard-fought games, probably fairly entertaining for the fans for the most part. But, those are the games we won earlier in the year, and they seem to be going against us right now, those one-goal games. And we've lost too many of those. Wisconsin's a one-goal game, Michigan's a one-goal game, Duluth, one of them was a two-goal game, and then both Minnesota State. So we're in every game. That's a good thing. But earlier in the year, we were winning those close games. Now we're finding a way to lose them, or we're not winning them. So we got to get that corrected.
So let me ask you this. Is there one thing different, or is it just a matter of bounces right now as far as the way the team's playing, say, against Michigan and those early games, to the way they're playing now?
Well, I don't think we're playing much different. We're still out-shooting teams. I think we're still carrying the play, as evidenced even at Northern. We out-attempted them 66-46, whatnot. We're still playing fairly well, but what you notice now is the goals against are starting to rise up, and the penalty kill has not been as good. If you look at our last, let's say, six games, our penalty killing has not been very good. So where that was a strength earlier, and usually your best penalty kill is your goaltender. So there's something there hand in hand. So we've got to get that corrected. We've got to learn, early in the year, we were blocking shots like crazy. Right now, you watch even the overtime winner, we're in position and nobody's wants to block that shot. The tying goal in the third period, we've got a player there or a couple, we don't block the shot, so we've got to get back to some basics. It all starts from the net out, and that's where we have to correct those things, and then we'll start winning again on a regular basis.
Well, talk about Jamie. He's had such a great year. The first half of the season was unbelievable, kept us in a couple of games that maybe we didn't deserve to be, but he did struggle on Saturday night especially.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did not like either one of those goals. They're both from well out. If you look where we're giving up goals from, they're not two-on-ones or breakaways or, grade-A scoring chances from, in front of the net. Take Saturday, for example. I mean, four of their goals from well outside the top of the circles. And, that's not good enough. That's not going to cut it. You go to the Michigan game, both goals coming from one from the point and one from, just roughly the top of the circles. I mean, we've got to get better. We cannot continue to give those goals up. Now, having said that, there's no goalie controversy. We know who our starter is, and he's played well, and I know he'll play well going forward. So we just got to get refocused and get ready for the next game. That's all you can do.
At this time of year, when something like this happens, is it even more special to have somebody like Joe Schoen to kind of really take the any issues that there are goaltending wise and he can address them?
Well, he's going to earn his money now, so
I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, no question, this is where I think coaching really can make a difference. When guys are playing well, you just stay away. You just stay away from them. You don't have to really say much to them. If anything, you're better off not saying anything. You just let them play for the most part. Now, when things aren't going as well, some guys still, you just don't want to say a whole heck of a lot. You just, words of encouragement. But everybody's different. Some guys need, pat on the back. Some guys need a kick in the rear. So it's all individualistic. So this is where Joe's got to figure out what he needs to do with Jamie. And, It's not broken though. It's, you know, it's like your car, Dirk. You know, you're going down the street and you get one flat tire. I mean, you're not going to get rid of your car because you got a, you know, one flat tire. You're just going to make sure you put a little air in the tire, fix it, and you get back on the road and you go. So that's what I you know, maybe that's not the best analogy.
No,
but
I understand. Sure.
But that's what it's like. It's a, you know, brand new car. It's running fine. We just have to make sure we just fix that one tire and we'll be back on that road and cruising.
Hey, was it more frustrating this weekend that we weren't blocking shots, knowing that, because I know you made that a point for the guys, knowing that Northern scores most of their, gets most of their offense from their points?
Well, you know, we've talked about that. We talked about who their leading goal scorer was going into the weekend is Brock, you know, Mashmeyer, and he gets two on us from, you know, well outside, you know, what I would say a grade A scoring chance. And so, yeah, a little frustrating, but, you know, I've got some drills, Dirk, you know, so don't worry. I mean, we're gonna see who can get in front of a puck and block it. And we have to get back to some basics. We're not far off. You know, it's just like the stock market. You know, you're going to have a couple days where it goes down and you just don't panic and get rid of everything. You know, you just hang in there for the long haul and we're fine. And you know when you've got a good team and you're playing well. Now, do we need to correct a couple things here? No question, but it's a long year, and we knew we weren't going to go through the year undefeated, and there are going to be some you know, some bounces and breaks that go against us. It's how you react to that adversity. It's how you react to when things aren't going your way a little bit. And it's not like we haven't won any hockey games. We know how to win. We know how to win, so that's a good thing, and we'll correct it. We'll have a good week and get ready for one heck of a team coming in.
Let's take a quick look at Friday night's game. It was a great crowd down at the Barrie Event Center, and the Huskies, again, dug themselves a hole by giving up the first goal of the game. It was Brock Mashmeyer, as coach was talking about, on the power play, 9:43 in the first period. Dominic Schein and Gerard Hansen get the assist, and here it was on Mix 93.
On the forecheck, Payne wrapped around for Hansen on the right side. He'll pull it off the wall, stretches it to the middle. Shot taken, just went wide of the net. Looked like that was going to bounce past Phillips. Ricocheted right in front of him wide. Mashmeyer, shot scores. Mashmeyer with a shot for the point. Able to put it home past the screen, I think, Phillips. And the Huskies give up a goal shorthanded. 1-0 Wildcats here in the first period.
Well, we have a tendency through decades, I think, of giving up the first goal down at the Barrie Event Center. And that's a tough place to always try to come back at. And we did in that game, of course, but you never want to do that.
Well, you don't. But having said that, I thought we had a real good first period, especially the first, you know, 6-7 minutes until we got the penalty. We were the best team by far. We were the better team and created some good opportunities. And then we get what I would call a weak penalty. You know, it's Tyler Hainan and just going to the net and very incidental contact. You know, the referees told us before the game, you know, if there's any contact. So referees trying to establish, you know, a precedence in the game. And I didn't like the call. But having said that, until that point, we were the best team by far. I thought we were skating well, really carrying the play. And even after that, you know, they only had 14 attempted shots on goal. So I thought we did a pretty good job defensively other than the goals.
So we're down 1-0 after that power play goal for Mashmeyer. And we get the tying goal. At the time, it was Tanner Carroll.
And it went into the skate of the Wildcat defender. And here comes Kesty now, one-on-one. He's caught from behind, knocked down on the play. Good back check there by the Huskies. Now it is Matt Roy. Patan. Stretch pass up for Patan. Coming in late is Carroll. Carroll on the back side. Takes the shot. Scores! What a play! Patan to Carroll. And the Huskies tie it up just like that with 9:44 remaining. 1-1 is our score.
Yeah, less than a minute later, a nice goal there by Tanner Carroll from Alex Patan. And a stretch pass up there for Patan, I thought, was impressive the way he was able to corral that and make a play out of it.
Well, Alex is a very skilled player. And what I like that is the bounce back. You know, we gave up a goal, but, you know, we come back in less than a minute later and tie the game. And a real good play. I mean, he drew the defender over and waited, and then threw a perfect pass to Tanner. And when you see it, Tanner doesn't have much to shoot at or an angle, but Tanner used his great speed and beat one of the NMU players back up the ice and didn't fool around with the puck, just shot it right away, and a big-time goal. And Tanner, I can't say enough about Tanner. He's having a fabulous year for us, and you know, and Alex is having a really good year. Alex had a real good weekend, so overall, those two guys are playing exceptional for us.
You know, look at that pass from Patan. It was such a long pass, Coach, across the width of the zone there,
right,
that I thought for sure Dahlstrom was going to be able to anticipate it and make the save.
Well, he was over there. When you see it, I mean, he gets over, but just Tanner had that angle on him. And you're right. And especially when you're an Olympic-sized rink, there's another few feet there that pass comes a long way.